The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Is this the first time since Abby's been with us that she just is a no-show with no call, no nothing?
She's overslept before.
I think she overslept once before.
She did? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's, and that that poor girl, I mean, she was in a tizzy and a panic.
Yeah, she was.
It affected her pretty hardcore.
This happened to me last week, too, where I thought my alarms were on. I must have put Do Not Disturb on or something. I wake up at 6, and I'm like, it's a terrible way to start the day, just in that panic. Oh, my God!
It's a horrible feeling.
And late for us is a little bit different than late for you guys listening, because you're going to call into the office for sure. You guys know if we're late because we're not here, right?
Be like, Abby. No, nobody's sitting in the seat. No, Abby.
I think her attitude's just going to be different now that she did her little her pretty photo shoot yesterday.
Maybe she got discovered and she's not coming back.
That's it.
If I go do a pretty photo shoot, I'm definitely not going to work the next day.
Right.
Yeah.
Entitled now.
Because I'm going to sleep. Like I'm a mummy, and that way my hair doesn't move and my makeup doesn't move, and I'm waking up and I'm coming into work pretty because I never do.
The booty rest.
Yeah.
What was the photo shoot you were doing?
It was Atlanta's most eligible for Jezebel magazine.
Well, maybe someone scooped her up.
Maybe.
We may never hear from her again.
She's no longer eligible.
Uh-huh. We're gonna have to give her the big guilty treatment, because how dare her be late on the Queen Bee's birthday.
Oh, please.
It's Kristen's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
girl. Thank you very much.
Anything big planned today?
No.
No?
No.
That's it. Okay.
I'm doing yoga.
Birthday yoga.
Regular yoga or hot yoga?
Why'd you add R?
Yeah. I don't know. I did it the first time, so I said it the second time to make it sound like I did it on purpose.
I think you might have had a mini stroke.
So I only do one kind of yoga, and that's hot yoga. I always sweat my balls off.
So you're just going to, it's just like a regular day for you today, isn't
it? It is. Just because we've already had a big party with the neighbors and did that big sushi party at Atlanta, and that is, you know, it is delicious, but it's a little pricey.
Yep.
So everything went to that party.
Okay, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. So I had one of those nights last night, but I had a remedy for it. Remember I told you a couple of weeks ago, man, I couldn't believe that I got a good night's sleep, because I never, ever, ever sleep through the night without waking up a bunch of times. Like the gadgets I have, on average, I'll wake up and toss and turn about 30 times a night, right? So on this particular night and last night, wasn't tossing, wasn't turning, woke up and immediately felt this urge of energy, like the surge of energy. And I'm like, I am ready for the day. That never, ever, ever happens. But the alarm didn't go off. So I look at my watch and it's 2:37.
But you're ready for the day.
Ready for the day. Mm-hmm. My alarm usually goes at 4:30. 2:37. But as luck would have it, every now and then on Instagram or on TikTok, you will see a reel that is helpful that you will be able to use in the future. And this one I could use. I thought it was ridiculous while I was watching it, but it was a technique to use in this specific situation. And there's a whole bunch of like really clinical scientific terms they use for like resetting your brain when something like this happens. And it goes like this. So if you wake up, think of a word and then come up with a word for every letter in the word over and over and over again. So for instance, if my word was reset, then the word that I would use first would be radio for R. E might be excellent. S might be sit. E might be egg. T, a T might be.
You know what I'm going to say. It's one of my favorite words.
Me too. It's funny.
It
might be tomatoes, right?
Okay.
So you do that as many times as you can, and you're allegedly supposed to fall asleep. It resets your brain somehow, some way.
Really?
And I thought it was ridiculous, and I did it, and by the third time, I was out.
Really?
Really?
It worked.
And you saw this on Instagram.
I saw it on Instagram. I laughed at it. And I'm like, well, here we are at 2:37. What else have I got to do? Plus, I'm watching Amanda's dog right now, who is like 15 years old. And he's a pack dog, so he has to be around somebody all the time. Mm-hmm. So he's sleeping in my bed, and he's at the age now where he don't give a F. So he licks his nads all night long.
Oh, okay. No.
So,
no, no. Can't do that.
So, yep.
I don't know if I want to go with that technique.
I know. I think I'd do the reset game. Yeah, now, if I could reach, that would have put me to sleep also.
I've seen you stretch. You are not that good.
So, like, every 20 minutes, I'm, like, having to push him, go, hey, man, can you give it a rest just a little bit? And then he looks at me like, he looks at me like, well, you would do it too.
Yeah, don't be jealous. Yeah, it's don't hate on my game.
And I'm old. Let me have my fun while
right,
I can.
Right. All right, so that's all I got.
Yeah, so I met the ladies at Helping Mamas yesterday for a little late lunch, early dinner action. And I made fun of Cardi B when she posted this video. And I'm like, it's so easy to check and know when Atlanta restaurants are open and closed, because a lot of them are closed on Mondays because they're open Saturday, Sunday. So they use Monday as their day they're closed. And she had posted a video a while back lamenting, like, there are no restaurants open on Monday. Like, she went to several locations and they were closed. And I'm like, well, you know, when you put it into your Google Maps, it'll pop up and let you know. Son of a biscuit, it happened to me yesterday.
Oh, no, really?
So I set this, like, this dinner together with Jamie and Stephanie from Helping Mamas. And when I was like, oh, I just taken Jimmy to the 57th Fighter Club. It's a great little location. It was the halfway mark between my house and their offices. I'm like, perfect. So I go to put it in my GPS, and a little notification pops up. Just so you know where you're going, it's closed. And I was like, no. And of course, did I have Jamie's cell phone? Did I have Stephanie's cell phone? Absolutely not. So I'm scrambling, trying to find it. Can't. So I email and I'm like, I am so sorry. The restaurant I picked is closed. And then I tried to find a backup restaurant. So I'm just on maps, hitting every restaurant in Chamblee. Every single one's closed on Mondays.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just hitting one after another. Finally, I found, like, this Mediterranean restaurant that was open on Monday. And I'm like, here's where we're going. And sure enough, they drove to the 57th Fighter Club. And they realized when they got to the parking lot, nobody was there, that it was closed. And luckily went to the email, saw my email where I put my cell. Jamie hit me up. And she's like, so, yeah, it's closed. And I'm like, I know, I'm so sorry. But I found this place. Here it is. I've never been. It might suck. I don't know, but we're going to try it. It was delicious. Some of the best hummus I ever had.
I almost got screwed by Waze yesterday, too. It just sparked a memory for me. I went to Stretch Zone yesterday. You were talking about stretching.
Funny.
God, feel good right after a stretch. I hate doing it just because it takes up time where I could be lifting, and I've got that mentality.
I rush through the stretch so fast. I try to get through it.
Dude, first of all, this place is awesome. You go in there, and you don't have to do any work at all. They are maneuvering you and stretching you, and it doesn't hurt. And when you're done there, I felt intoxicated. It felt so good. Yeah. But it was up in Marietta, and it's on Roswell Road. And when I put it into Waze, and I just put the address in, like, four different addresses for Roswell Road came up, because there's one in Marietta, then you got Sandy Springs, and then there's Northeast, and then there's Northwest. And I really wasn't sure when I got there if this was the right Roswell. Waze can screw you that way.
Well, so I don't use Waze. I've never used Waze. I only use Google Maps. I don't even like Apple Maps. I like Google Maps. You know how you get to use the one that you're, like, familiar with? Mm-hmm. And son of a biscuit, that thing. And I was like, and in my head, I don't like the thing that remain in my head. Like the fact that I remember Cardi B lamenting about restaurants in Atlanta that are closed on Monday. I would do anything to take that little piece out so I can understand what's going on in the Middle East. Like, it's like, right. Why do I know that and I don't know that?
Right.
Make it make sense.
Right.
Is there a reason why the restaurants are closed on Mondays? Has anybody ever said?
Well, I think it's just because they're open Saturdays and Sundays. So to give the staff a break and give everybody a rest. us, they choose, and I'm assuming Monday is probably their lowest income day.
That makes sense.
So they just go ahead and they take Monday off. But yeah, so this is your fair warning. And I mean, I'm not kidding you. Every single one I hit, they were closed. And I'm like, well, I'll just have them come over to my house and I'll give them some of Jimmy's leftover cheesy pasta. I have no idea.
All right. Maybe Abby will be here. Maybe she will not be here for Entertainment Buzz coming up next.
Dude, her phone's off. She ain't going to be here.
Yeah, she's not going to be.
Highly doubt it.
And we can't get to her because her apartment complex is like Fort Knox.
Oh, and I kept calling her phone and it's kicking right into voicemail.
Okay, wait. Before we do that, let's do this. Have you guys seen that new website where you can bet on just about anything?
No.
It was a viral video. So many directions to go with this whole thing. I'm looking for the name of it because their video was created with AI and it got approved to be played during the NBA championship.
Mm-hmm.
And did you watch the game?
Yeah, a couple of them.
It was that commercial where it was just a whole bunch of random things. Like it was a dude in a pool and they were asking him what he thought the price of eggs were going to be. Did you see that one?
Nah,
there was a dude like holding a chicken and he had like a half top on. He was talking about Oklahoma City winning it. Just a whole bunch of an old lady on like a jet ski. And it was all done in 2 days for like $5,000 on AI, which is really making a statement on what commercials are going to look like, right? Mm. But it was for a company called Kalshi. And Kalshi is, you go to this website and you can bet on anything. It doesn't have anything really to do with sports. You can go with sports, but it's like, who's going to win? What's the temperature going to be like today? And they will give you a high or a low on it. And
wow.
You can bet on that. Happy Gilmore 2 Rotten Tomatoes score, above 75 or... above 45.
So okay, this random. Sounds like a website for people with major gambling issues.
So are we going to bet on what time Abby's going to show up?
That's where I was going with this. This also has like Times Person of the Year for 2025. Will it be Pope Leo? And you can get odds on that. So yeah, I was going to suggest. And by the way, the name of this site is Kalshi, Kalshi. So if we were going to put bets down, let's all put a buck in right now.
We did this with you the other day.
You did?
Every time.
I think we should make it higher than a buck. Let's make it 100.
No.
Okay, Tommy.
All right. Look, Tommy must have hit the lottery.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, I'll put 100 bucks in.
100 bucks.
100 bucks.
100 bucks.
100 bucks.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
I get to go first, though.
It's Chris's birthday. We're taking money away from...
That's normally not how birthdays work.
Yeah, no. Like, give me 100 bucks. Like, I'm getting shaken down over here.
Kristen, it's your birthday. You get first pick.
All right.
Let's see. Yes. 6:49.
So before 7. Mm-hmm. All right, Tommy, you writing this down? 6:49.
Uh-huh.
Mo, what do you got?
7:01.
7:01, okay.
Bert, you go. I'll go last.
Yours was 6:49?
Mm-hmm. His was 7:01.
7:10.
I will go 6:12.
Oh, she's on the way? She's here already. She's in the studio.
100 bucks. Sure. Hey,
Abby. How's that feel? Isn't that great?
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
Isn't that a wonderful way to start the day?
This truly was like the cherry on top to a crap Sunday that started last week. I don't have a phone, and so I slept through my physical alarm. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm here. Yeah. I know I was the entire A block, but, you know.
No big deal.
Yeah. I know that I was pretty much the entire content block, but, you know, whatever.
The good news is your makeup looks great.
Yeah.
From yesterday's shoot.
Still on?
It's still on. Your eyes are still a little shut.
Okay.
All right, so we'll give you 5 minutes to wake up.
Okay.
All right, it's a Bert Show.
And you just won me $300.
The Bert Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.